The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Show.
Hey, for you Eric Metaxas trivia buffs out there, Eric's Secret Service code name is El Jerko.
Please make note of it.
And now the man who'll deny it, but it's true anyway.
Here's El Jerko himself.
My friend Eric Metaxas.
Todd has now given away my Secret Service name. So what, they have to change it now.
Oh, that's, again,
It's incredible. And then you can never remember what it is because you keep changing it so often.
I know. And people say, hey, you, and you turn around. That's my – no, maybe it's not.
Yeah, maybe it's – hey, folks, this is the hour that we take your calls.
Mm-hmm.
We're not taking anybody else's calls, just to be very clear, only your calls. So if you call us, we'll take your call. We've already got people calling in. This is scary. We've already got people calling in. Albin,
it's
we didn't
incredible.
Even announce it.
No.
And we have people calling in. Okay, the number is 1-800-973-1684. Let me say that again. 1-800-973-1684. Here's what we're interested in from you. Anything. Anything. Although, today we're making a special offer.
Yes.
We need to raise money for Open Doors. Now, you know, by the way, in hour two today, we'll be airing my interview with the head of Open Doors talking about... I mean, it's unbelievable what they do. It
right.
is unbelievable where they go and what they do to help persecuted Christians. But I want to say, if you call today and you give $100, you pledge to give $100 to Open Doors. Now, to actually give, you have to go to MetaxasTalk.com. MetaxasTalk.com. But if you call this program in this hour, if you get in, we're going to have a lot of phone calls here. But if you get in and we take your call and you do pledge $100 – normally, we would just give you a free subscription to Metaxas Super, which, by the way, is worth $66 on the open market.
Yes.
So it's already worth $66, but we'll just give it to you, and then you can watch us on video and all this kind of stuff. But if you call and give $100 today, we'll give you that plus
An autographed copy of If You Can Keep It.
Okay.
Right? And a T-shirt.
And a T-shirt.
Wow.
No, seriously, that's big. So that's
if,
so if you get in today, if you call 1-800-973-1684 and you you know, we take your call and you pledge $100, you get all that extra stuff. We'll mail it to you. Okay, we better go to the lines, Albin.
Oh, we better.
It's getting crazy. I want to talk about North Korea. I want to talk about all this stuff, but people are calling in. For example, Kira is calling from San Antonio. I want to hear Kira. Kira, welcome to the program.
Hello,
Kira. Welcome to the program. Are you in San Antonio or the area?
I'm actually in Dallas.
You're in Dallas?
I've been in San Antonio. Yeah, I moved from San Antonio 4 years ago.
You know, I think what happens, because people don't use landlines, maybe, are you calling on a cell phone?
Oh, yeah, no, my mobile phone. I'm on my cell phone.
Oh, because we've got this software that tells us where your phone is from. That's the most important thing.
That's right.
Okay, so Kira, what's on your mind?
Well, you had mentioned that you went to Israel for the first time this year, and I did too.
What a coincidence. That's got to be God. Am I right?
I think so.
Did you see him there?
What did you do when you were there? Did you go with a church group? How did this happen that you went to Israel?
I was participating in something called the March of the Nations, which is a it was a conference and a march. 50 countries sent over 6,000 people to show solidarity with Israel and to march against anti-Semitism growing around the world.
That's a real issue.
Hear about in the news.
A lot of people in America don't realize that that's a very real issue. If you're in Europe today, I mean, imagine what we're saying, how horrifying this is, that in parts of Paris, if you walk around, you know, dressed conventionally dressed as a Jew, whether it's as a Hasidic Jew, Orthodox Jew, whatever, there are areas of Paris where you'll get jeered or attacked. I mean, this is in modern day. They've allowed, you know, Jew hating Muslims into their country. And this is kind of a thing now. This is obviously not to say that all Muslims are anti-Semitic, but in portions of Europe, this has become a very real problem. So good for you for doing that. How did you hear about this program? I'm always curious how people find their way to us.
Well, I've actually been listening to you for a long time, and I've called in a couple of times. I've been reading your books since 2012.
Wow.
And so I follow you on social media. So when you actually started the show, I was listening.
Oh, my goodness. I love that. Now, we can't twist your arm to pledge $100 to Open Doors, can we? We'll give you so much merchandise that you come out the richer. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we're gonna let you pray about it quietly.
Yes. I'm more than happy to pledge $100.
Are you serious? Are you blowing smoke, Kira? I can't really.
Yes.
All right. Well, then you know when you. We're going to go to our next call, but when you stay on the line,
we'll take
your information so we can mail you this very, very valuable swag that you're going to get from the Eric Metaxas Show. And if you resell it and you want to make even more money, that is between you and your God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Kira, God bless you. Thank you for calling. I love that. Yeah. We're already raising money here. It's incredible.
Good.
We're gonna go to our next caller. It's William. I think William is from Maryland, but he'll tell us. William, are you there?
Yes, you're correct. William will tell you he is from Maryland. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right. When did you hear about this program? I'm just curious. Like, it kills me to know.
Well, I think what it was is I listened to WAVA so often that I think, and occasionally I go from FM to AM if there's something on maybe that I've already heard or, you know, whatever, and I think I discovered you there. But I'd heard about you before, and I'm trying to think exactly where, because I bought a couple copies of your books, Seven Men and Seven Women, to give as gifts.
Well, I'm just always curious. Forgive me, but I'm curious. We've been on the air for 3 years, and so many people, even friends, even my parents, are not aware that I have a radio program, and it hurts my feelings. You know, I'm sensitive. I'm flesh and blood.
Well,
I'm a sensitive person.
I cry at the. You don't even have to drop the hat, and I'm crying. I'm right ahead of the hat. There you go. I'm done.
Well, what's on your mind, William from Maryland?
Well, a few years ago, don't ask me exactly how many, but it couldn't have been that many. But I remember hearing, probably on WAVA. That, and I couldn't tell you the show for sure exactly, but that in the regards to the Roe versus Wade situation, that the person involved in the lawsuit came out back in the public saying that it was all based on a lie, it wasn't true, and they'd become a Christian or at least pro-life. And I think they were going to go on tour, speaking tour or something. And I never heard, you know, this is the first time I thought popped into my mind that I remembered it. Oh, maybe I can call, you know.
Maybe you,
of all people, I think would probably know.
Have you heard of Hank Hanegraaff, the Bible Answer Man?
Yes.
Well, I'm the everything answer man. Any question you have, we've got the answers. And I can tell you right now, without looking at Google, that Roe v. Wade, Roe, of course, is, you know, like John Doe, Jane Roe. It's a real woman. Her last name was McCorvey, and she was in a lesbian relationship, and she basically became a very serious Christian. And I know the people that brought her to faith. We've on this program a number of times. We've had the Benham brothers. That's the twins that are in they're in real estate, and they've written a bunch of books together and stuff. But the Benham brothers. They were kids when their dad, who was a pastor, was inviting this lesbian couple over for dinner and just reaching out to them. And both of those women became Christians, you know, no longer lived together. But Norma Jane McCorvey became a serious Christian and became a pro-life advocate in latter years. So that is the answer to that question, folks. So we're taking your calls. It's 1-800-973-1684.
Well,
William, God bless you. I love questions that I have the answers to. If I don't have the answer to it, Don't ask me the question. William, thank you. 1-800-973-1684, 1-800-973-1684. We're taking your calls. When we come back, we're going to read emails. We're going to talk about North Korea. We're getting crazy up in here. Alvin, we're getting crazy. 1-800-973-1684. We'll talk to you on the flip side, as we say in the radio business.
Join the party.
Song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
Bring home the number one inspirational movie of the year, I Can Only Imagine, now on DVD. With 3 hours of extras, including a behind-the-scenes look at Mercy Me and more. The story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Available now on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. Rated PG.
Hey there, folks. Have you ever wondered why the commitment level of Christians today does not seem to be the same as the level in, let's say, the first century? Well, there's a new book called Insurgents, Reclaiming the Gospel of the Kingdom from best-selling author Frank Viola, and it presents a new look at the kingdom of God that doesn't fit the progressive left or the conservative right. Insurgents unveils the explosive gospel of the kingdom that turned the world upside down in the first century, thus their stronger commitment level. And to be candid, it also explains why the commitment level of most Christians today pales in comparison to that of radical terrorists, for example, to a false cause. Read the book Insurgents by Frank Viola. After reading Insurgents, you will see how the kingdom of God advances on the earth and how to be radicalized to Jesus Christ. Incidentally, that's a good thing. You're invited to join the present insurgents that will truly shake the world again. Read the book Insurgents by Frank Viola, published by Baker Books and available wherever books and ebooks are sold. Insurgents by Frank Viola.
This is how Dina Rubio is using the new tax cuts at Don Ramon Restaurant.
When we heard that the tax cut had passed, it was hallelujah time. We can now go ahead with our plans to expand. We would like to hire more people and back to the employees that already have been with us for a while. Job Creators Network has given us a voice.
If you're a business owner, tell us how you're using the tax cuts. Go to taxcutswork.com and share your comments. That's taxcutswork.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code SAVE20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-In Pest Free. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code SAVE20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code SAVE20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20.
folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. We're taking your calls.
Yes.
Your calls.
Your calls.
Your calls. Not my calls. Your calls.
Your calls.
1-800-973-1684. 1-800-973-1684.
Join the party.
And listen, it's getting crazy in here. We've got face painting for the kids. We've got hay rides, bobbing
balloons.
For apples.
I'm making those
it's
balloons.
Just crazy in
yeah.
here.
Hmm.
Actually,
can I,
that's
can
not true.
You got me an apple over there?
I was kidding. We don't have face painting. We don't have hay rides. We don't have bobbing for apples. It's just Alvin and me in the studio.
We are here and we are waiting.
Okay, you know what?
Yes,
actually, I've got a lot of things that I want to.
Yes.
We can't take all the calls. 1-800-973-1684. We'll get to the ones we can get to. But I want to say, before we forget, Alvin, before we forget, we're doing a fundraise for Open Doors. Now, people who call in do not have to pledge money. But if you call in and you pledge $100 to Open Doors, we're going to like throw a truckload of swag in your direction.
Mm-hmm.
And you better duck because this is heavy stuff. We got hats. We got stuff. It's unbelievable.
Good.
Now, I do want to say Open Doors is an organization we partnered with this month, just the month of June. Trying to raise $30,000. We're way behind because I think, you know, I don't like to push people to give money. On the other hand, what choice do I have?
Right.
And so I'm here to say that in hour two today, I'll be talking to the head of Open Doors. So you can kind of get like the basics of who they are and what they do. They're an amazing organization. I was in San Diego not long ago. And I got to meet the people behind it. And, you know, you meet people that, I say, where do you live? And it's this guy from the Netherlands, mm-hmm. you know, with a Dutch accent. And he says, Iraq. And I say, wait, you live in Iraq? And he says, yes. And he's lived there for 20 years working for Open Doors.
Yeah.
They are everywhere serving people who are suffering for their faith. Open Doors is there. So when you hear about this stuff, you think, what can I do? This is what you can do.
Right.
This.
Yeah.
So we don't have a phone number. You have to go to the website,
right.
MetaxasTalk.com. But I want to say to you folks, please go to MetaxasTalk.com. I know also that there are people out there. You can do this with a school group. If everybody pitches in something, whatever you can pitch in. But people, I really believe that it's incumbent on us as the church to help. But I also believe that when we find out what others are suffering around the world for their faith, it strengthens our faith. It makes us take our faith more seriously, that
right.
this is real. There are people that have died for this throughout history, and now, while we're yakking on this radio program, there are people struggling. They can't feed their kids. They have been kidnapped by Boko Haram, things that we don't even want to acknowledge as real, and yet we need to understand that, first of all, Jesus is sufficient, but he really – he wants to work through his church. So when we say Jesus is sufficient, that's kind of like we pat people on the head, like Jesus will take care of it. The way he takes care of it is by deputizing his church. We are him in the world to do his work.
Yes.
And so I want to say to those listening, it's up to us. So everybody can give something. If you just go to the website, MetaxasTalk.com, we are going to be, you know, we're very grateful to you for doing that. So we're going to go to our calls, 1-800-973-1684. You can stump the host if you want, by the way. I don't know what people have in mind. And before that, I also want to mention there's a website, MetaxasForHillsdale.com. If you go to MetaxasForHillsdale.com, you can find out how to take a course on the Constitution. People say, what are you doing this summer? People say, I don't know. I'm just doing this, just doing that. Folks, you could take a course on the Constitution. You can be an expert on the U.S. Constitution. Hillsdale College professors are the experts. Like, they're it. And Hillsdale majors in teaching, American first principles. And so I want to encourage you to go there. Hillsdale, they're teaching generations of college students really to govern themselves, is something I talk about a lot. So it's important for us to understand these things. So I want to encourage you to go there. Alvin, I also want to, you know, before we leap into the crazy calls here, I want to say that, did you watch TV yesterday, the North Korean situation? I just wanted to make sure we got an opportunity to comment on that today.
Yeah, please do. Yeah.
I hardly know what to make of it. First of all, a lot of times the liberal pundits, they said many things I thought ridiculous, but they said some things that I thought absolutely true. They said, this is a murderous dictator.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not forget that Otto Warmbier was tortured to death, that millions of people are suffering under this dictatorship. So you kind of get these optics where you see these two people on TV like they're equals. And then you realize, yes, one's the leader of the free world and one is the head of a murderous regime. So murderous and so horrible that you really don't even want to know. It's so bad. He's had family members killed, you know, gruesome, gruesome stuff. And so I think it does need to be said that originally I was strongly against them meeting because I said, look, you cannot legitimize a dictator like this. I mean, when you put the American flag next to the North Korean flag, you might as well put the American flag next to the flag for MS-13.
Right.
I mean, this is a regime that has the moral stature of MS-13, like basically even less because, these are adults. These are not like 18-year-old thugs.
Right.
And so it needs to be said that what President Trump did is a very risky, extraordinary thing. And I have learned that if it's between me and Trump, I'm going to trust Trump because he has proved himself to have uncanny instincts. But that doesn't mean that when people express concerns about what he's doing, that there's nothing to it. I mean, in many cases, you saw a lot of people like Chuck Schumer and others kind of, you know, they're just being generally negative. But when people did reference the fact that, you know, you're legitimizing this dictator and you have to be careful, but I think that's very important. And I think the only thing I can say is that I have come to believe that Trump was that he knows this, that he knows what he's doing. He referenced Otto Warmbier many, many times.
Right.
He said that he's become friends with Otto Warmbier's parents.
That's right.
And now you can only imagine if your son's a college student and he goes over, you can't get your hands on him, and they're torturing him, they're using him to, I mean, I didn't want to get into it, but we need to keep this front and center. That when you're dealing with, you know, a snake, you have to understand this is a snake. This is somebody who has lied and on and on and on and on. However, and this is where we flip. We as Christians in particular have to believe in grace. We have to believe that the most evil person is not beyond the grace of God, which is why on this program we've asked people to pray for Kim Jong-un.
Right. You did that yourself.
And we did that on this program because we really do believe that we're not morally superior to anyone, that we are all guilty. We are all capable of horrible things. And so it doesn't mean in the natural that you don't judge these people, of course. But we believe that anything can happen, and that this figure who's been on the world stage, he's in his 30s. It's conceivable that somehow God can break through and that God could free this country without a bullet being fired, without a missile being fired. I'd like to think that that's the way that it would happen, that somehow these people might be reached, that there could be, you know, some level of glasnost, to quote Gorbachev. And that, you know, maybe there is an opening. So what Trump did yesterday, we don't know the details. But I have to say I've learned to trust him because his instincts are great. And I think that he also has to be a diplomat in the sense that he can't really share everything that went on in the meetings. Because especially in the Asian world, there's this issue of face. You can't humiliate them and say, hey, we got everything we were looking for and they're idiots. And, you know, you really have to play the diplomatic game. People don't think Trump can play it. I think he's been playing it quite well, where you praise your the people you're working with or the people you're talking to, and he has praised Kim Jong-un. One has to be careful doing that, but I really think that it's a calculated thing, and we won't know. But I get the impression that I don't think Trump's a fool. I don't think he's naive. I do think that he's worked with bad people before, and he knows, you know. But we don't know what went on behind closed doors. But I just want to ask my audience before we go to the break here, pray for this man that has done such evil over the years. His family's done such evil. Pray that somehow God might reach his heart and then we leave it in God's hands. When we come back, we're taking your calls, 1-800-973-1684. Try to stump the host, 1-800-973-1684.
Higher and higher.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-679-1288. 800-679-1288. 800-679-1288.
Show. We're taking your calls, 1-800-973-1684. We lost some of the calls that were on the board. I saw them on the board, and they went away. I don't know if that's a glitch. People are also tweeting questions. Maybe the people are afraid to talk to me on the phone because they think I'm going to demand that they give money to open doors.
No, you don't have to.
I will not do that.
No,
I will beg. I will wheedle, cajole, coax, but I cannot demand.
No.
It's a free country.
Yeah.
1-800-973-1684. I think people are sometimes afraid to talk to me because maybe they think I'll correct their grammar.
Let's leave
your grammar out of it.
Listen, even if you just call and you don't give anything to open doors, we'll still send you a hat today.
Really, Alvin?
Yeah, I'm going to go out in the line.
If people call in, just for calling in,
and
they can say, "What's your question?" And they say, "Could I get a hat?" And the answer is, "Yes, give us your address." Wow, really?
Yeah,
you're the producer. You're running the show.
I'm the guy that got to go to a post office and put a stamp on this thing.
I'm just here to answer the questions.
I know you are.
All right, if you stump the host, you get two hats. How's that?
Yes.
Okay. Now listen, some people are tweeting their questions because I think they're afraid to go on the radio. Okay, because it's a national audience, and they're scared. So somebody tweeted a question. Linda from Fort Worth. Now, she called last week, so I can't really fault Linda because she did call last week. But this week, she writes, if you have time, Yaley, explain the plural for the brand name Walkman. Is it Walkmans or Walkmen, as you have on page 159 of Miracles? Mm. I actually write that in my book, Miracles. I have no recollection of that.
Wow.
And the question, a Walkman is what they called – Sony had these things. This is like before, you know, the technology we have today. It was basically a little cassette player with headphones. So it's not exactly amazing technology. No. But this is like around, I guess this would have been in the early 80s.
Yeah,
they came out.
The 80s.
Well, I remember when I was in college. And so a Walkman, a Sony Walkman, what, you know, you'd walk down the street and listen to your music. That's basically it. But the plural, Linda from Fort Worth, honestly, I don't have a clue. And whatever it says in my Miracles book, I don't stand behind anything I've written.
No, it's expired. You know, any truth in there, you know, that five years. That's
people have asked me I should write a second Miracles book because I've got so many miracle stories from other people and stuff. But I think my next book, I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
You don't want to divulge any secrets.
No, I don't want to. I also want to read viewer mail.
Oh, sure.
Albin, you handed me this, so I guess I'm going to read it.
I wish you would.
Basically, this is from – can I mention the name?
Well, a first name. I didn't get permission.
We'll just say Sarah from Kentucky. Now, we could be making up Sarah. We could be making up Kentucky. Maybe not.
Well,
but Sarah from Kentucky wrote us just yesterday.
Let's just say a woman from some state in America.
Yes, from a quote-unquote state. She says, Albin and Eric, just listened to the podcast with Mike Smith. Loved it. Now, on Monday of this week, we had an amazing get. It was Mike Smith, the jockey that won the Triple Crown. So he called into the program. And woman, Sarah, writes, the entire interview was fantastic and covered all those ponderous questions. Actual horse racing mechanics, Jesus, when did you know you were going to be a jockey? Thank you for the show. We live in Kentucky, go to Churchill Downs a lot. In fact, went there Saturday to watch the Belmont live on a Jumbotron. She says we have inside access to Justify and the people at Windstar Farms. Our best friend is an equine vet.
Mm.
So her best friend is evidently a horse with veterinary credentials.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's what they call a horse doctor. It's a horse that has, you know, the rudiments of medicine. Horses are very intelligent.
And not just a PhD.
Oh, wait a minute. We've got a phone call from Yuba City, California. Wait, see, these calls come in and then they go away.
Okay.
We had somebody from, it looked like New Orleans. That went away. Now we've got Dan from Yuba City, California.
Well, let's get him on there before he goes away.
Dan, come on down, Dan. What's on your mind?
Well, I need a new hat, Eric.
I knew it. I knew if Albin offered hats.
Oh, boy.
I knew if Albin offered hats that people like Dan would call in.
Right.
And they're going to get a hat.
All the hatless people.
Your coffee cup.
So, Dan, you mean to tell me that you're sitting there and you could call in, but you refuse to call in until Albin sweetens the deal.
Yeah.
That kind of hurts my feelings, Dan.
The deal. Though I was listening to the show and thought you had all these calls, but then they disappeared. So I thought.
Well, so, I mean, it happens sometimes because the board that I'm reading here, it's the we have a call from Florida, from Boca Raton, and that woman, she says that her phone quality is terrible. It may not be worth it. Your phone quality is excellent, Dan. And you know what, Dan? That's all we require is a decent phone connection.
Yeah.
And this is what we call radio.
We were going to give away cell phones next, but you got a good one.
We can't afford it.
I've got one.
Dan, how do you, do you live in Yuba City, California?
I do most of the time, yeah.
Do you listen to this program regularly, or is it just something you stumbled upon today?
I've stumbled upon it a while ago.
Oh, you stumbled.
I heard about you on when I think Ryan Dobson had you on his.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Ago.
Well, Dan, hold on. You'll get your hat, you bloodsucker. Hold on, Dan. Don't go away. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Dan from Yuba City and Nancy from Boca Raton, Florida. It's getting crazy up in here. We've got hay rides.
While we were sleeping. A lot went down. Now it's the same old place, but it's a brand new town.
Hey, Albin.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that I take Relief Factor?
Yes, you did.
I take Relief Factor because running causes me sometimes back pain or hip pain or whatever. You know, a lot of people have experiences with different kinds of pain. And you don't want to take something that is toxic, right? I don't want to be like popping Advil or whatever. I take Relief Factor because it's made from botanicals. You can take it all day long. For example, a guy named Michael from Connecticut gives us his point of view. He says Relief Factor helped to almost completely eliminate my elbow pain when I couldn't find any other solution. It's a great product, has helped with a lot of other aches and pains. Since I started Relief Factor, I feel like I've got more energy and generally feel better. That's why I take it. I don't take it for my health. Well, actually, I do. I do take it for my health. But it's interesting because people, I think that they have to put up with pain. My advice is try Relief Factor. The Quick Start Kit is only $19.95. Try it for 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com. Relief Factor.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus.
A state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
Hey, it's Eric Metaxas. I want to make sure you know about something important we're up against today. Our most fundamental freedoms are under attack, and these very attacks can happen in your business, school, or even where you volunteer. We need you to act right now to protect not only your freedom, but also the freedom of your kids and grandkids. Go to MetaxasTalk.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner to find out how you can join the fight. We can't let opponents of freedom dictate our futures. Alliance Defending Freedom argues some of the most critical cases in our courts today. With your help, we'll continue fighting these important battles. Please go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, or call 800-556-2770. That's 800-556-2770.
Imagine after a long day at work being welcomed to a wonderful night of rest by the best and most comfortable sheets imaginable. You can enjoy luxury sheets without the insane prices, and they're just a couple of clicks away at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is bringing quality, comfortable sheets in every style with the ability to mix and match to complement any decor. In April 2014, Vicki and Rich Fulop, a husband and wife team, started Brooklinen with the philosophy of making the most beautiful and comfortable home essentials without crazy prices. Brooklinen is now the fastest growing bedding brand in the world and has more than 25,000 five-star reviews. Brooklinen is the only bedding endorsed by Mike Gallagher, and listeners to his show will receive an additional discount at checkout. Just use the promo code Gallagher. Upgrade your nightly routine that will help you feel more well-rested every day. This is luxury bedding underpriced. You have to try these sheets today. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Gallagher at brooklinen.com.
Are you a timeshare owner that would like to get out of your timeshare the right way? Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list for 2018. Now is the time to make the call to simplify your life. We have an excellent track record and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So if you want to get rid of those high maintenance fees and annual bills for vacations you never take, call 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's 844-284-4863. For over a decade, we have been working in timeshare owner advocacy to help those stuck in timeshares. Let us help you with a legal and ethical solution. Call us today for a private, no-obligation consultation. We will give you a solution that will get you out of your timeshare once and for all. Call 844-284-4863 or LoneStarTransfer.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
1, 2, 3, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really want to, but can't stand to see me walk out the door? Don't try to fight the feeling, because the thought alone is killing me right now. Thank God for mom and dad for sticking two together, because we don't know how.
Hey now. Hey, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Is that Andre 3000?
I believe it is.
With Big Boy. Mm. Hey, folks, we're taking your calls, 1-800-973-1684. And
like the lumber company.
We're going to 1-800-973-1684. And we're talking to Dan. Dan is basically a cheapskate who called in to get a free hat. I hate you, Dan. I hate you. Actually, that's not true. I love you for taking us up on Albin's gracious offer. It's coming out of his pay.
There you
and
go.
Therefore, it really was generous. Albin, really, that was very generous of you. Yeah, but Dan, honestly, we need to get your address, and we're going to mail you the hat. Now, because you're not donating Open Doors, it's going to be kind of an old hat that we lost it behind the couch.
Yeah.
And it kind of got a lot of junk on, and we don't have time to vacuum it off. So we're going to just send it to you. Are you, you think you might donate to Open Doors? Just say you might.
I might.
You might.
Oh, that's good.
Then you're going to get the newest hat we have. It's going to be fresh off of the assembly line.
Not fresh off my head.
It's going to be so fresh that you're going to be tempted to slap it. Well, listen, we're going to get your phone. We're going to get your information.
Please.
What's that?
I have a request.
Oh, of course.
For prayer.
For prayer.
Out on your show.
Go for it. That's
about everything. Right?
You're not kidding. Go for it.
There's a couple of guys that are heading from Yuba City to Texas with a group called Craftsmen for Christ, and we have a group that started here in Yuba City 25 or so years ago, and they've started one in South Texas. We went back there in January and March to help with some flood relief, disaster relief. And so Steve and James are on the road right now. So
and what is like what is the name of the group? Them. What's the name of the group?
Craftsmen for Christ.
Craftsmen for Christ? Mm. Okay.
Yep.
Well, thank you. Our listeners will pray for the – what's the name of these guys?
Steve and James.
Steve and James. How do you spell that? Just kidding. Dan, we're going to have to let you go. Folks, pray for Steve and James. They're doing God's work. And folks, if you can give to Open Doors, I want to say again, it's a huge, huge blessing. Go to our website. It's metaxastalk.com. And I know there are folks out there. I know there are folks out there that can give significantly. Mm-hmm. This is to help the persecuted church. Honestly, very important. We're going to go to another call. Paul is calling from Midland, Texas. He's working in an oil field. Paul, welcome to the program.
Hey, what's going on, Eric?
Have you called here before, or do we have a lot of listeners in the oil fields?
I haven't called in before, but I'm sure you do have a lot of listeners.
That's hilarious.
Here.
You're the second person in 2 weeks calling from the middle of an oil field.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's incredible. I know we're on in Midland, because when I was in Midland, the folks there said they're going to pick up the program. You know, they're going to take it. And so now, obviously, everybody in the oil fields is listening to Eric Metaxas.
Yeah, that's great.
That's crazy. Well, listen, what's on your mind while you're working in the oil field?
Well, I just wanted to make a comment about the interview that you had with Michael, the jockey of Justify.
Is it a harsh comment? Should I duck?
Oh, man, it was a beautiful interview. I thought it was I'd like to hear it again. But I just wanted to make a comment that it was kind of inspiring. I mean, the whole story is just beautiful.
Well, is that's your comment?
Yeah, I just wanted
that's wonderful.
Just comment about that.
I thought it would be something more specific and more harsh, and I'm really glad that it was. I'm kidding you. Honestly, I have to tell you, I've known the Trout family of Dallas for a while, and when I found out that their horse won, you know, the Kentucky Derby, I just flipped. I said, are you kidding? Your horse won the Kentucky Derby? And then next thing you know, it wins the Triple Crown, and the jockey is praising Jesus before he gets off the horse. And I thought, this is not exactly normal. This is really cool. And so I was thrilled that they, you know, enabled me to get on the phone with him. And it was a wonderful thing, and I'm glad that you enjoyed it, because it really I enjoyed it tremendously. It was absolutely wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And I don't normally have jockeys on this program, but you already knew that.
Hey, you know, it's praise God, because it's a beautiful story in itself, but you know, for the jockey to give the glory to our Savior.
I know. And this is the kind of guy, too, whether he wins or loses, he's going to give the glory to God. I mean, he's serious about his faith. It's not just about winning.
And
you know?
Folks, go back to Monday's program, the first hour, and you can hear it on the podcast at metaxastalk.com.
Yeah, it was incredible. Paul, I still can't believe that there are folks working in the oil fields listening to this program. I'm just amazed at that.
Well, I had to take a break, so I listen to it every day. So,
unbelievable!
That. Well,
that thrills me. Now, do you guys run both hours in Midland, or is it just the first hour? I can't remember.
What's that? Oh yeah, we just Unfortunately, we just have the first hour.
That happens. In some markets, they only have room for 1 hour. But I always say to folks, if you want to listen to both hours, because, you know, we have such amazing interviews sometimes, I hate people to miss it. But what I always recommend to folks is go on your phone and get the Eric Metaxas Show app. Just go to the App Store, put in Metaxas. It'll pop up. It's free, and it gives you everything there. You can see it. And I also say to folks, go to my website, which is ericmetaxas.com. The radio website's metaxastalk.com. But if you just go to ericmetaxas.com, you can sign up for my weekly email letter, which comes out usually every Friday. And it's got links to every one of the interviews we do. So if you just hit one or two that week, when at the end of the week, you'll see they'll all be there for you. And because I really mean it when I say we've had such amazing guests. Yeah. That I don't want people to miss it, even if it's on the weekend and you can kind of catch up. But we've had some great stuff. Alvin, can you believe people are listening in the oil fields?
It's great. Yeah.
The oil fields of West Texas.
Yeah.
There are people listening to this New Yorker yapping about everything.
Midland.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. All right. When we come back, we're taking your calls, 1-800-973-1684. If you are not on an oil field, we still want to hear from you.
Yes.
Call me crazy, but that's who I am.
You're crazy.
I'm not going to hide who I am. I'm crazy. I'm willing to listen to oil field people and non-oil field people.
That's nuts.
Yeah, I know. People think it's nuts, but I am who I am. I'm not going to apologize for it. We're going to come right back, 1-800-973-1684.
Folks, I need your help. Our Christian brothers and sisters in Africa are under attack. Earlier this year, Boko Haram once again kidnapped over 100 schoolgirls. This group's presence has spread beyond Nigeria into Cameroon, Chad, Benin, other countries. In the northern part of Nigeria, militant Fulani herdsmen are continuing to use any violent means necessary to take possession of everything in their path. In other parts of Africa, Christians are being targeted by fundamentalist and extremist groups. Even in countries such as Eritrea, Somalia, Sudan, some Christians must worship in secret and they live in constant fear of being imprisoned or worse for their beliefs. So through the Ministry of Open Doors, you can provide life-saving aid and critical support such as clothing, food, medical aid, vital training, Bibles, and Christian resources to these African believers. To find out more of all the ways you can help, please go to my website, metaxastalk.com. You'll see the banner for Open Doors right at the top. Folks, they have a challenge grant of $50,000. There's no better time. I'm just asking you, please go to the website, metaxastalk.com, and click on Open Doors. Thank you.
It's an amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
Bring home the number one inspirational movie of the year. I Can Only Imagine. Now on DVD. With 3 hours of extras, including a behind-the-scenes look at Mercy Me and more. The story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Available now on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. Rated PG.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Big, bright, shiny yellow sun, come and watch your children play. They think you're the only one who can make them feel this way. When I look into the sky, all I see is dark and gray. Oh, wipe the teardrops from my eyes.
This is the Eric Metaxas Show. We're taking your calls. That is the Orange Peels. I remember when I heard that song for the first time, I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
I think it was 2000, the year 2000.
Yeah.
Sounds like that's in the future. That's 18
oh,
years
really?
Ago.
Okay. I was in a band called Baloney.
That's not true.
Go very far.
In the year 2000, I heard the Orange Peels and the lead singer's Alan Clapp. I've gotten to know them, but I love their music. Anyway, we're taking your calls, 1-800-973-1684, and we're trying to raise money for Open Doors. Why? Because we believe in them. In fact, in hour two today, I'm going to be interviewing the man behind Open Doors. I finally got to meet him in San Diego. This was about, I don't know, this has got to be 6 weeks ago now. But I'm so impressed with the work they're doing around the world. I met people there that live in Iraq and other parts, the dangerous areas, and they are there to help the persecuted church. And I just want to say, can you imagine being in a country where simply being a Christian
right.
endangers your life, your livelihood, your children? It's hard for us to believe, but that's what's going on. We can do something about it.
And I want to explain something at the website, too. When you go there and you click on the banner at the very top of the page, and there's a list of some of the just some of the gifts that you get. There's one at the bottom that says $17,000. Now, that is not a joke, folks. If you give $17,000, that provides a safe house for Christians. That's why an entire house. That's why $17,000.
That's why it's there.
Yeah.
And we don't think we're going to get too many people donating $17,000, no, although we could use it.
Right. Half of that is would be good, too. But
yeah, even half. Even a quarter would be swell.
Well, $10,000, you'd get to have dinner with Eric in New York City, $10,001. I will join you guys.
I know. With my wife, I'll do it for $4,000 because, you know, she knows most of what I have to say. So she only pays $4,000 to have dinner with me. But, you know, it's kind of funny because I don't have that many nights available in the year to do stuff like this because I'm traveling and speaking, whatever. But if there is somebody out there who'd like to have dinner, if you give to Open Doors, that's one way to do it. Your money goes very far. Open Doors is an amazing organization, and I want to reiterate that I believe so strongly in what they're doing that I'm, you know, willing to challenge my listeners because I think this is a big issue of our time. If you care about what is happening, this is one of the things that's happening right now, and you can do something about it. Yes. If you lived 500 years ago, you couldn't do anything about the people suffering around the world. Today, you can do something.
Well, unfortunately, it's worse, too.
Well, today. it's far worse. So 1-800-973-1684 is how you can call us right now. Actually, we're out of time. Holy cow, the hour just flies. Oh. Okay, so folks, let me just say, go to MetaxasTalk.com to give to Open Doors. In a couple of minutes, I'm going to be interviewing the head of Open Doors, and you can hear all the details. But I just wanted to say again and again and again, we believe in this organization. There's a $50,000 challenge grant available right now. That's what we really want to hit because we're far from that. So right. If somebody can afford to give whatever you can give, please give today because I don't want to run out of time on this ask. I want to make sure that everybody knows that they've done what they could. There are people suffering. We can do something about it. And I always believe it's our job to do something about it. Whatever you can do, whatever you can give. Yes. You don't have to give $100 or whatever. You give whatever you can give. But please just do something. We're out of time, Albin. When we come back, I'm talking to David Curry of Open Doors. You get to hear the details, yes. Folks. This guy is, well, you'll see. Thanks for listening.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. Deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.